The addition of the Razorback Regional Greenway to Northwest Arkansas has given residents more opportunities to be active outside. On any given day, people use the trail systems for walking, bicycling, and running. For the latest installment of our monthly sports series, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has this report on how local residents can become involved in the sport of running.
The trail system in Fayetteville meanders by a number of local businesses, including Fossil Cove Brewing Company. On a warm spring evening, patrons often sit outside sipping local beers. A small group of runners gathers on a sidewalk nearby.
You going to do Meadow Valley?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
Then we can run up to Gordon Long Park and get water if anybody's about to die.
How far are we going?
These six athletes are members of the Mustache Running Club, which was started by Brian Bailey, owner of the Mustache Goods and Wares. He says the club got started when a group of friends jokingly started calling themselves a running club. Brian says it eventually became a thing, so he printed up t-shirts, and now there's a Facebook page with about 70 members, though Brian says 5 to 15 people regularly participate, depending on the day. Brian is currently training to run a 50K race in 2 weeks, but he hasn't always been a runner.
I was your good, fat, lazy Southern kid, and my wife loves running, fell in love with it in college, and so eventually I figured out if I wanted to hang out with my wife, I had to start running. And here we are. I think I've been running for almost 6.5, 7 years, and I love it. And even when she's hurt and not running, I'm running, and it's part of my lifestyle now.
Brian says he jokes about being unathletic, but he did participate in sports as a kid, like baseball, basketball, and soccer. Since taking up running, Brian has participated in a number of races, including marathons, and says he is still in awe about what he has accomplished.
For me, I still have that feeling of I can't believe I'm doing this every time I'm even 5 miles into a run, much less over 20 miles into a run and doing marathons. And it's a gradual thing. Most people don't just start off running a long ways, and most people don't do it alone. You know, thankfully there's running stores and running groups, and because it's a hard one just to get out and say I'm going to be a runner without any support, because it can get really lonely.
That camaraderie is something Brian enjoys about running with a group. If he is having a rough time, his fellow runners can help pick him up. Brian says a group offers the chance to talk with friends about life during a long run. It also helps hold him accountable for his running habits. While running seems like it can be a very isolated sport, Brian says it can actually be pretty social.
I've said many times I'm done running marathons, and I just keep doing it. I think it's a product of friendships. And if we're going to keep running long distance together and hanging out every weekend, why not sign up for something? It gives you a goal, and if you feel good, you can try to do a personal best, or if not, the fun part is you still get a shirt and a medal for finishing, so you can still feel awesome even if you run slow. That's the fun part. When you run races, you see every shape and size and color and men and women, and a lot of times you're like, I can't believe that person's beating me, or I can't believe I beat that person. But it's, you know, unless you're the fast person, like you said earlier, who does run alone and trains alone, it's a lot more social, and you can have fun doing it.
It's not uncommon for runners of all shapes and sizes and varying levels of athletic ability to participate in races locally because of how accessible the sport has become in Northwest Arkansas.
For this area, it's so accessible. I mean, you really just need a pair of shoes because our trail system is unbelievable. You know, the running stores we have in town and the races we have in town. You know, in the next year, there's like at least four or five major half marathons within 20 miles of Fayetteville, or including Bentonville as well. There's marathons here, and all the major cities around us have them. It's accessible. You don't have to fly 1,000 miles to do it. And you don't have to race to do it. That's the fun part, is you're going to run past strollers and kids and dogs and bikes, and it's kind of a fun community thing. You start seeing the same faces. I see the same faces every morning or every weekend when we're running and training for races. We're like, oh, they must be doing the same race and going different directions, and makes it fun.
The nonprofit organization Running USA published its inaugural half marathon report in 2010 because of the growth of participation in those races. Because of the growth in another sector of the sport, Running USA published a non-traditional running event special report last month. The study found that in just 5 years, the number of estimated finishers in U.S. non-traditional events has grown from the low six figures in 2009 to about 4 million in 2013. These non-traditional races include 5Ks like the Color Run. For anyone interested in becoming involved in running, Ryan suggests just going for it. He says there are a number of resources online or even locally to help you reach your goal, whatever it may be. Both Fleet Feet and Rush Running Company offer training programs for local runners. In addition to being advantageous for your health, running can also help with self-confidence. Kristen Page is the program director for Girls on the Run of Northwest Arkansas, and she describes the program as a self-confidence and empowering program for girls that happens to have a running component. Girls on the Run was founded in 1996 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it became the nonprofit organization known as Girls on the Run International in 2000. Girls on the Run of Northwest Arkansas started as an affiliate of the Boys and Girls Club of Benton County in the fall of 2004 with 8 girls and 3 coaches. Since then, more than 5,600 girls have participated in the program in Benton and Washington counties. Kristen, who was not a runner, became involved in the program in 2009. At the time, she was teaching in Rogers and decided to volunteer as a coach when the program was introduced at her elementary school.
And I thought, okay, sure, why not? I'll just, you know, help out, not really knowing anything about the program at all. But because it's not a running program per se, it's more like about character building and dealing with girl issues and social relationships and inner beauty and bullying and all that stuff that girls get into. That is what got me hooked once I got in it and got to see it and have stayed with it ever since. Now, the fact that it has the running component piece is just an added bonus because health and fitness is also important. But we have girls that can run it and run every step, and we have girls that are not runners and they walk, but the goal is just to keep moving.
Girls on the Run is designed for girls in 3rd through 5th grade, and the middle school component called Girls on Track is for girls 6th through 8th grade. Locally, the Girls on the Run program consists of a 10-week curriculum where participants meet twice a week after school for an hour and a half, and it culminates with a 5K running event. For the running component of the program, Kristen says coaches help the girls set personal goals.
We have girls that say they can't run. Okay, so we will suggest, okay, so when you're going around the track, why don't you walk the sides or run the sides and walk the curves? You know, let them set small goals for themselves and then maybe challenge them the next time. Okay, well, if you ran the curves and walked the straights, flip that or run a lap, walk a lap. You know, we just suggest things like that. And typically, once we give them a few ideas like that, they will start setting their own short goals and say, and they'll come and say, well, yesterday I only could run a lap, but today I ran 2 laps without stopping. So it kind of just lets them know that they don't have to get out there and run a 5K the first day. And the activities that go with our workouts kind of let them run a little, walk a little, and they're kind of playing while they do it. So it kind of tricks them a little bit into running, you know, maybe not trick, but, you know, they don't realize how much running they're actually doing, and then they just build up that stamina.
An example of one of those activities is a scavenger hunt, where the girls are asked to look for things like a yellow flower while running. A practice 5K is built into the curriculum so participants can see how they might do in a race prior to the scheduled 5K at the end of the program. Girls on the Run of Northwest Arkansas became a nonprofit in 2009 and is supported through fundraising events and donations. Kristen estimates it costs about $100 to $150 per girl to participate in the program. However, about 98% of the students receive scholarship funding. Having been involved with the program for a few years now, Kristen says she has become more of a runner herself, but it's seen the change in the girls that she enjoys so much.
I had so many students that were insecure with who they were and had trouble making friends, or they were, say, in the 4th grade reading on a 1st grade reading level. And the program is 10 weeks from start to finish. And so there's a lesson, whether it be inner beauty, bullying, nutrition, community service, all that kind of stuff is tied in. And then there's a workout at the end of incorporated into every lesson. At the end of those 10 weeks, the results that I saw in the girls who were struggling that way in their self-confidence, their ability to make friends, if they had trouble with, you know, not telling the truth or the tendency to steal, you know, those kinds of things, completely changes them in 10 weeks. And it's just a program that I believe in, that I hope that Northwest Arkansas will keep around and grow in the future, so that we have all the girls in the third through fifth grade age range can participate in.
More information about this program is available at gotrnwa.org. For details on where the Mustache Running Club will be meeting up next, search for the group on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
National Running Day is June 4th. If you want to run in a race next week or in the next few months, you can find a list of races happening around the state this year at arkansasrunner.com.